Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endelin Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
The ledger says two losses for the Bills, both of them in the division, this one again by a wide margin. But in the wreckage of the Buffalo locker room, the focus is on making sure this one does not carry over into next week.
We got to just bounce back. Like I said, we got to bounce back, and we go see them again, and we got the Jets again. We also got the Dolphins. So, you know, the division's still open. It's just tough because we had this game, you know what I mean? So, we know we got the ball. We know we got the playmakers to do it. We got to do it now. We got to turn that corner now and quit playing.
No, it's not the end of the world. But, you know, there's things to learn from every victory and every loss. And we're definitely learning from it. And like anything else, 24 hours, and then we're going to move on.
I mean, it doesn't sit well, especially if you want to get to the postseason. You got to be able to win these type of games. And, you know, and we understand that. We got guys that got great character, and we just done put ourselves in a little hole. But, you know, we're not going to panic. You know, it's a lot of football left to be played. Anything can happen. So, you know, nobody's going to panic. You know, maybe the outside world will probably say, should they panic? But I know nobody in this locker room is not going to panic.
Still 2-2. But all that, you know, and we got, 12 games left. But we got to take them one at a time. Like, we're still, you know, no one's perfect. You know what I'm saying? And this is, you know, disappointing the way we played, but we've got to get better. Watch film. I don't even know what to say. I can tell you all the cliche stuff you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Larry, we'll watch film. You know what I'm saying? We just got to watch and see what happens, and then we'll go at it after that.
A damaging loss like this one does leave a mark, but the Bills are trying to make certain that they learn from this defeat, and there are plenty of lessons they can apply, starting with ball security.
Just got to be more mindful with the ball, be smart with the football. You know, obviously, you know, we talk about it as a team that, you know, sacks and turnovers, if you can eliminate those on offense and you create those on defense, you put yourself in give yourself a greater chance to win a game.
You know, you don't turn the ball over. That's the biggest thing. But, you know, you learn. If you don't learn from it, then, you know, you're destined to fail again. And, you know, when we've taken care of the ball twice this year, we've won 2 games. And when we haven't taken care of the ball, we've lost 2 games. So I think that's pretty evident. That's where we are. And we need to get better.
And that's the thing. You know, we got a long season ahead of us. You know, we're not going to go in the tank, so to speak. So we know there's a long season, and all we can do is come out and keep playing next week.
But we're 2-2. That's who we are today. We're 2-2. You kicked dirt on us almost after the first game. Everybody was getting high after two, and everybody kicked dirt on us after this week. That's just the way it is. We understand that. We got a tough road ahead of us. We understand that, too.
It's a tough road ahead for the Bills with 4 of the next 5 games on the road, 3 of them against playoff teams from a year ago. If the Bills are going to stay at 500 or above, they're going to have to make sure that this one does not carry over. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm John Murphy for Bills Focus.